The sound of me getting my gloves. It's often the case, isn't it? I don't know. Why put them in here? Turn the light on in the car. No idea, there it is. Where are you? After all, there's nothing. These tiny things here. Hold on. Hold on, won't you? All right, that's it. We're all set. Hat, gloves, winter coat. So I got on my feet. Oh, plastic. Slippers. I always forget. They're so comfortable. Too comfortable. The truth is, I don't want to take them off, so I hear snowmobiles. Sometimes you see them on the sides of the mountains going along, like UFOs. Sometimes the mountains are so dark or they blend into the sky, you just see these lights shooting along. So they should have. Slippers, winter slippers, why not? They can be a little more substantial. You know, when you walk around in slippers, it's like your feet are inside some kind of pillow. You've got pillow shoes, and it's a little bit like you're still in bed, which is a feeling that I like to have throughout the day. I'm still somewhat in bed. It's not that I want to be sleeping or that I don't want to be active or that I would rather be unconscious. But there is a mindset that comes to being in bed, bed mind. And bed mind is something that we lose. We get all dressed up and we go and sit in the office and don't you feel far away from something? I'm not saying that it's bad to do those things. To drive into the big city in a shiny suit and sit in a glassy office, beautiful desk. You may have a lovely job, but there'll be that missing something. A sense of home, it almost is. I would call it a sense of bed. And I think if people had bedroom slippers in their luxurious penthouse offices, they'd just feel a little more relaxed. A little more... You know what I mean? Bathrobes as well. Who doesn't like a bathrobe? One of the very small reasons that Douglas Adams' Life, the Universe and Everything were so warmly, quickly received was that the main character wore a bathrobe, Arthur Dent. That felt very good. It was an iconic move. I don't know if there have been any other main characters who wandered through novels wearing their pajamas. So I make a case for it there. At the same time, knowing that there's no impact will come of that. There'll be no revolution in bedroom slipper or bathrobe wearing at the office. That won't happen. And yet, if it did, I'd suggest it's a very positive outcome. If I were to change one thing, without thinking of it too deeply, it would be this. I'd say, bedclothes for everyone, all the time. That's it. Let's see what happens. Bedclothes for us all, top to bottom. Can't you see the... or feel the shift of that? I can. Maybe it's just me. I'm not a perfectly normal person. Well, I say that, but I am at the same time, of course. We're all perfectly normal and perfectly abnormal, all of us, simultaneously. That's how we work. That's what being a human being is. That lovely mixture of the completely boring and the completely unexpected. And they go together. That makes our lives dreamy and imperfect, and at least from a distance, absolutely beautiful and mesmerizing. Up close, it may be terrifying and painful. You may be wondering about the gloves. Oh, yes, I have a very substantial pair of gloves that I was hoping to find in the car. I thought I had them in the glove box. Then instead I found this other pair that someone gave me down at the coffee shop. They're gloves that apparently you can use with your... I'm making a finger move here. I can't recall. Even though the iPhone, you use it with your phone. And you can have the glove on and the phone can sense your fingers through the glove. Now, as I wear them now, I think I know the secret. Because they are utterly, utterly cold gloves. So I believe they're lined with tin foil or some other metal which is crying out to the cold that surrounds me to come down and live inside the filament and make the person's fingers cold. So these are really worse than having bare hands. There's a lot of icy parts here. It was somewhat of a warm day today, so this ice may be a tricky business. Are you a tricky business? Completely black ice below my feet. I do talk to things, objects, my world. In the car looking for the light, I'd say, where are you, light? Seems to help. So talking to the ice back there, whatever I said, really I was saying, please don't break on me and make my feet cold as well as my hands, my metal future hands. I can't stop thinking about bed knobs and broomsticks. Why is that? I don't know, I've never even seen it. Not one time in my life. Bed knobs and broomsticks. It's Mary Poppins' person. Just flying around on the bed with some children. Is Dick Van Dyke there? I don't know. It's from saying bedclothes and talking so much about pyjamas. Whenever I do that, I think of bed knobs and broomsticks. Why? I would say that it's had no impact on my life, bed knobs and broomsticks. Never saw it. Don't spend any time with it. You don't look it up. I'm not curious about it. Something about that bed knobs and broomsticks. There's a ragged poetry in there that grabs me. Bed knobs and broomsticks. Perhaps I don't know what a bed knob is, and I've always wondered. What is a bed knob? Yeah, I suppose it's the sort of thing at the, on the post of the bed, is that it? A knob? And then the nonsensical non-relationship with broomsticks. I mean, they're close, but they're not companions. Haunts me, this does, this bed knobs and broomsticks. Plenty of things like that out in the world. They grab hold of you, you have no interest in them, and they won't let you go. For me, that's one. What's another one? I don't know if I can think of it. They're strange. Those kinds of things are strange, and they pop up, and you push them away. My Lord, my hands are cold in these cold-conducing iPhone mittens. Makes me a bit angry. Both of the person who gave them to me. Why would anyone give anyone else gloves? Now it seems a sinister encounter. As though they handed them off to me, thinking, now he will see. He will see what the cold hands are like. The riddle of the future. You can use your phones, but your hands will be frostbitten. So it's a starlit night. Very pretty. Abundance of loveliness. Glittering and patting out their light. It just won't stop. Billions of years, they won't stop it. Try to picture them. The center of the sun burning. It just seems to me it would burn up in 10 or 15 minutes. Why not? What can there be that's left to burn after all these years? Unimaginable. Unless it's filled with bed knobs and broomsticks. Because I'd imagine you could burn that until, I'll say infinity. To the day of infinity. Bed knobs and broomsticks and whiskers and kittens. And chitty chitty bang bang. I didn't see that either. I've seen Mary Poppins. All I remember is this is the beginning where she's coming down with her umbrella. Her feet are very strangely splayed. I found it very disturbing. I'm certain it was for the guy wire that was courting her downward. That's another image that haunted me. I only saw it once, Mary Poppins, long ago. And yet that tiny bit of bad foot position stayed with me. Watch it again, you'll see. But I don't watch it. And don't watch Bedknobs and Broomsticks. I don't know why I have an antipathy for it. I loathe it because it's so deeply lodged inside me for no reason. There's a fellow here in Lemon. He was a boy. He's sitting around campfire. This is a story that's told to me. I don't know if it's true. I like it, so I buy it. To me, it's true. He's sitting around. I think they're Boy Scouts. They're all Boy Scouts, but old-time Boy Scouts. This fellow's very old. Someone, I can't picture this part, but someone throws a handful of bullets into the fire. I can't quite picture that. I see a hand going into a bag full of bullets. Doesn't quite pop into to my mind. Throws the bullets into the fire. After a minute or so, they start shooting off, and one of the bullets goes right into this fellow's head, right through his eye, lodges in his brain. Of course, he loses the eye. He has a glass eye now, but he still has the bullet in his brain. And that bullet in his brain is my Bedknobs and Broomsticks. I wasn't sitting around a fire with other Boy Scouts. There was no handful of bullets. But somehow, Bedknobs and Broomsticks got shot into me. And that's why I've got a glass eye. I haven't a glass eye, although one of my eyes really does not work at all. It's the left eye. I cleverly call it Lefty when I'm talking to it. Every once in a while I close the right eye and just wander around trying to use Lefty. Oh, he hates it. He hates seeing anything. Literally gives me a headache. 2 or 3 minutes of trying to use Lefty, I've got a headache. What good are you, Lefty? Why'd you even come on the journey? You got all excited. Oh, I'm going to go have a life. I don't think I want to see anything. I just want to be around inside the socket. It's my Bedknobs and Broomsticks eye. That's all. You know, I realized only in the reckoning that I haven't done a walk for a long time. I go out walking, I talk and things like that. I didn't bring the recorder, and someone wrote to me and said, you know, thank you, because there's a new Adam's Motion in the Void episode, and they said, I hope you do more walks one of these days. And I thought, well, haven't I done, but I guess not. I need to be told these things. I barely know. The difference between walking with the recorder and not walking with it. I know that I'm walking with terrible gloves. But 30 minutes from now, when I'm inside, I won't remember whether I carried this recorder with me or not. Maybe now I will, because I brought that up. But if I hadn't thought of it, if it wasn't so on my mind, like Bedknobs and Broomsticks, no idea. It would slip right out. And Sean would come along. He comes along, he checks the recorder. He just picks it up, takes it away. I don't know. So I record this. I don't know if you'll find this, maybe because I've experienced such a lapse of recording these that he won't even look. And this will be lost into the infinity of the sun. That's a bit grand, I suppose. I like being grand. Why not? It'll be lost to the infinity of the sun. Better to be grand. I feel a maxim coming on. Better to be grand and wrong than what? Good God, I've lost my maxim. And you know, that's why Ben Franklin was so fine. He stayed with it right to the end. Right from the max, right to the M. Perfectionist. Must have been a hateful fellow, though. Can't imagine it. Or, on the contrary, the most lovely man alive. That's all I'll tolerate as far as Ben Franklin. No, in the middle. He's not a boring old man who walked down the street. Some people liked him, some didn't. He was either the worst man to walk the planet, or he was an angel. Let's let him be an angel for now. Good night, Ben Franklin. Good night, Lefty. Goodbye, you terrible, terrible cold gloves.